This podcast is a part of Rafiki project called Darfur, Impossible Choices, and it has been created and recorded by students from Žarko Zrenjanin Primary School in Novi Sad, Serbia. We will present some general background information about the current situation in Darfur, living conditions in the Kelma camp, and the role of MSF, Meds and Sans Frontières.
Darfur is a region of Sudan and North Africa. It is just below Egypt and next to Ethiopia. By area, it is the largest country in Africa. The name in Arabic, Al Sudan, means country of the blacks. It is the 10th largest country in the world. From 1899 until 1956, when Sudan was granted its independence, it has been a British colony. Whilst it is difficult to be precise, its population is estimated to be 37 million, 4 million of whom are internally displaced.
Sudan has been at war continuously since independence in 1956, apart from an 11-year period from 1972 to 1983. The conflict has been characterized by many in media and politics as Arab against African, or Muslims against Christians. But of course, in reality, the situation is more complicated than this. There are economic, political and ethnic issues contributing to the crisis. In a country where there are a lot of different ethnic groups, violence is increased if one group feels that it's being treated differently from another. Around 1.5 million have died during 21 years of conflict, and many thousands more continue to die throughout Sudan due to the total lack of healthy care, particularly in the south.
More than 2 million people, nearly one in the three of Darfur's population, have been forced to flee for their lives in the refugee camps. They have been internally displaced and live in Kelma camp because their villages and homes were attacked and torched, their clothes, furniture and food destroyed, their cattle stolen and members of their families killed and raped. Although people have heard that staying in Kelma is a bit safer and there are no attacks, life is difficult there. It's very crowded and hot. The people have no clothes, no food and no jobs. They are burned by the sun and wind because they have no shelter. They get only 5 liters of water a day, which is only enough for cooking and drinking. A person in the West uses 147 liters of water a day. 50 to 100 people use one camp toilet when there should be 20 on average. Latrines are vital to avoid diseases, which spread fast due to cramped conditions and poor hygiene. Sometimes as many as 4 out of 10 children die because they can't be treated by the doctors from MSF.
Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, is an international humanitarian aid organization that provides emergency medical assistance to populations in danger in more than 70 countries, Doctors Without Borders. It is an independent humanitarian aid agency committed to two objectives: providing medical aid wherever needed, regardless of race, religion, politics or sex, and raising awareness of the plight of people. Darfur is one of their biggest programs with teams present since 2003. They have moved outside the camps. They have observed that displaced civilians continue living in fear. They are often unable to move outside the camps to collect the basic necessities of life for fear of rape or death, and feel confined in open prisons. At the same time, tensions in the camps are running high because of the rising ethnic dimensions of the conflict. Due to increasing insecurity, people in Darfur cannot always reach humanitarian assistance. For some people, the distances to fetch water or come to a health clinic can mean up to 12 hours traveling through unsafe areas. MSF staff often have to cancel clinics, be evacuated or limit their movement for security reasons. Sometimes the government and other organizations require a lot of paperwork before giving organizations like MSF permission to reach people in need of assistance.
A peace deal in Sudan was signed in May 2006, but generally deemed to be a failure, as it was not signed by all sides. There has been a dramatic increase in violence and displacement since the deal was signed. There are fears of renewed all-out war, and there appears to be a little prospect of people returning to their villages for some time yet. In August 2007, Sudanese government approved a United Nations resolution to send 26,000 peacekeeping troops to the region to provide protection for the civilians in the country. Everyone told Kofi Annan that they needed another country to live in until the war stops, but the UN hasn't stopped fighting between the government and the rebels yet.
This is a short account of the present situation and conflict in Darfur. Thank you for joining and listening. If there is something you would like to contribute, share some ideas or give feedback, please contact us at Rafiki. This podcast was recorded and edited by Saleh, and the following students presented it in the order of appearance: Tiana, Stefan, Ivana, Ivan, Alexandra and Saleh, Class 7-3.